Once again, I'm feeling how fortunate we are. Not only to see picture of Manasi Ganga, but to be here in Govardhan in the month of Kartik at Manasi Ganga on Govardhan Hill. When I begin describing to you the glories of Manasi Ganga, you will feel the same way too. Manasi, mana, refers to mind, and Manasi Ganga is the manifestation of Ganga here in Govardhan from the mind of Krishna. Simply by his thinking and desiring that Ganga would manifest, Ganga appeared here at Manasi Ganga. Here's the pastime. During Krishna's childhood pastime, there was one demon, the calf demon, Vatsasura. That was a manifestation of Pramila. Pramila was a very powerful and, don't be surprised, very proud demon. Because he was so powerful, he went here, there, and everywhere, conquering everyone. And as soon as he conquered someone, he very happily gathered up all of their wealth to make their wealth his wealth. He had amassed so much power, so much strength, so much wealth, that he considered himself to be unstoppable. Something like Kamsa. One time as he was traveling looking for someone else to conquer, he went into the forested area where Vasishtha Muni was engaged in meditation and penances and austerities. Pramila saw the Kamadhenu of Vasishtha Muni, and he very much desired to acquire more possessions, especially a wish-fulfilling cow. The demon approached Vasishtha Muni and requested charity of Vasishtha in the form of the cow. Pramila had disguised himself as a brahmana. Vasishtha remained knowingly silent. Then the true nature of this so-called brahmana began to manifest in the form of anger. Instead of gently and politely and sweetly making another request, he began making his request in the form of a demand. I want your Kamadhenu. Vasishtha knowingly remained silent. Then the Kamadhenu herself spoke. Oh, vile demon. In the disguise of a pure brahmana, your coveting the desire of Vishishta, I curse you. You become a calf. And Pramila, understanding the power of Kamadhenu, who he so much was desiring to have, by her desire he would become a calf. So he pleaded with Nandini, please, 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 forgive me for this terrible offense. Because he became for at least a moment a little humble, Nandini said, very well, you will achieve liberation at the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Vatsasura one day, in the form of a little calf, just like when we were at the place where Lord Damodar performed his Damodar Leela. Probably some of you saw it. Just by the gate there was a little calf. Or when we went to the Goshal, almost a month old calf. But this is a little calf, like just born calf. How innocent and how cute and how charming. A little calf. So the little calf was frisking in with the other calves, being tended by Krishna and Balaram. But Krishna is all-knowing. He pulled Balaram to the side. You see that little calf over there? He's come here to kill you and me and the cowherd boys. Let us watch and see. So very quietly, Krishna walked behind the calf and grabbed the calf by his hind legs and twirled the calf around and threw the calf to the ground. Now the demon disposition became disclosed. The calf came running at Krishna and turned and whirled and kicked Krishna in the chest. And all the cowherd boys were amazed. And they began running. This isn't a little calf, just the alarm of when you think something or someone is very innocent and they turn out to be just the opposite, when you feel betrayed. So shocking. So hurtful. The cowherd boys didn't know what to do. They ran. At once Krishna knew what to do. He again grabbed the hind legs of that calf demon and twirled him around and around and around, and by centrifugal force the calf demon became so dizzy he gave up his life, and Krishna threw the calf up on top of a kapita tree, and that kapita tree fell and knocked over some other kapita trees, which fell and knocked over some other kapita trees, because Krishna wanted to enjoy some kapita fruits, and he was using the calf demon to knock the fruits from the tree. And the cowherd boys ran and gathered the kapita fruits and charmingly said, Krishna, well done, well done. But after they enjoyed the fruits, they then began talking amongst one another. After all, even this was a demon, it was a calf. Krishna, you just killed a calf. Not even a cow, but a innocent, harmless calf. Krishna said, no, no, no. He was a demon, just disguising himself as a calf. Well, in any case, Scriptures say you cannot kill a calf, otherwise great sin is incurred. So you're going to have to counteract the reaction for this sin. Krishna smiled and said, very well, what do you suggest? You must bathe in the river Ganges, because it is said in the scriptures that by bathing in the river Ganges even once, one achieves the results of relieving oneself of all sinful activities, even that of killing a brahmana. So Krishna, as he did at Kusum Sarovar, he took his flute. By poking his flute into the ground, made big, big lake very quickly. And within his mind, he called for Manasi Ganga to appear, and from Krishna's mind, Ganga Devi appeared and filled that hole with her sacred waters. And Krishna bathed very happily in Manasi Ganga. That's the appearance of Manasi Ganga here at Govardhan Hill. Sometime later, Nanda and Jasoda, they were hearing some descriptions from the Puranas. And in one Puranic description, they heard of one snake being caught by Garuda. And he grabbed the snake and was flying off into the air. And as he was flying into the air, the dangling tail of the snake touched the Ganges River. And just by the touch of the Ganges River, that snake transformed into forearm, Vaikuntha form. So Garuda assumed the form of the carrier of that Vaikuntha form and flew to the spiritual world with that snake, now in the four-armed form, carried to the spiritual world. Nanda and Jasoda decided we should go to Ganga and take Krishna with us. Because who knows, something may have happened for any of us, some unintentional mistake. Let us go to the Ganga. So Krishna saw Mother Jasoda and Nanda Maharaj making arrangements for a journey. Just like I'm sure you heard at Pavan Sarovar. Yes? Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj described the plan to go to take bath. So, at Pushkar. So, Nanda and Jasoda were planning to take journey to Ganga. And Krishna said, Nanda Baba, Mother Jasoda, why go so far away? Ganga is right here, on Govardhan Hill. And they smiled and said, no. Ganga is not here in Vrindavan. Ganga is some distance away. Krishna insisted, no, I'll show you. Come. And he grabbed their hand and he brought them here to Manasi Ganga. And much to their amazement, from Manasi Ganga, Ganga Devi appeared in her personal form with folded hands offering prayers to Krishna, riding on her crocodile. Nanda and Jasoda were convinced, this is Ganga. And they took their bath along with Krishna in Manasi Ganga. So the temple that we visited just before this one is the temple of Manasi Devi, Manasi Ganga Devi. There are four temples, Devi temples, that the great grandson of Krishna, Vajranabha, installed. We didn't go to Vrindakund, but Vrinda Devi is one of those four Devis. Vrinda Devi, naturally, because Vrindavan is named after Vrinda Devi. And her eternal place is in Kamyavan, very near to Vrindakund. In Vrindavan town, the temple of Yogamaya, we didn't visit that temple. It's one of the essential temples where Devi is worshipped. Pataleshwari Devi in Mathura, and here in Govardhan is Manasi Ganga Devi. Actually, this place, Manasi Ganga, is so sacred that there are four Devis, four Lord Shiva temples, and four Vishnu temples, plus others, that Vajranabha installed. And here, in where we are right now in Manasi Ganga, one from each of those three categories is here. How sacred is this place? One of them is Haridev. The four Vishnu temples we've visited. No, we haven't. In Gokul, we visited Dauji. Remember? The Dauji temple? In Vrindavan, Govindaji. We went to the Govindaji temple. In Mathura is Keshavaji, and here at Manasi Ganga is Haridev. Haridev deity was first manifested when the gopis, after Krishna had gone to Mathura, they were feeling great separation from Krishna, and one of the places where they came, because so many pastimes with Krishna had been performed here, we will describe some, where they were in deep anxiety in separation from Krishna. So they called his name, Hari, 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 and this deity manifested from their intense desire to see their form, see their dear Lord, Hari. So as you see in the form of the deity, it's Gopal, Giridhari. Krishna's lifting the Govardhan hill with his left hand. Now, depending upon the season, there are backdrops. Now you cannot see, but Govardhan Hill is above Giridhari. And to one side is the Gopas, and to another side is the Gopis, and above is Indra, all on the bas relief of this deity. This Haridev deity was later installed by Vajranabha. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this very place where we are seated right now, when he saw the Haridev deity, he didn't just with folded palms offer some prayers as we probably did, but he was in ecstasy of love of God. And began dancing and dancing and dancing and chanting Krishna's holy name in such ecstasy. The Brijvasis had never seen such a thing. They could understand. Krishna left thousands of years ago, but now he has come back in the form of this golden sannyasi chanting his holy name. This was their realization upon seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciating the beauty of Haridev. Through the passage of the years, the temple has not been so nicely maintained, to say the least. And some not very good persons actually stole the deity and took the deity from Vrindavan. Some say somewhere in UP, in the Lucknow area, and to this day the original Haridev deity has not been found. This is a replacement of the original Haridev deity. In Manasi Ganga, after Krishna manifested Manasi Ganga and demonstrated to Nanda and Jasoda that Manasi Ganga is none different than Ganga, many, many pastimes were performed here. One of them described in Gopal Champu. Yesterday, we talked about Jiva Goswami's writing of Gopal Champu. You recall? So in Gopal Champu, one irresistibly beautiful leela is described that anyone that goes in Govardhan Parikrama must describe this pastime. The pastime of the gopis wanting to cross Manasi Ganga. Their place of milking their cows was on one side, and their place of the market was on the other side. So they would have to cross Manasi Ganga. And during Krishna's time, recall, the Govardhan Hill is many times taller, 2 miles tall, and Manasi Ganga was very, very broad. So to cross Manasi Ganga, they would get on a boat. One time when they came to the ghat, there was only one boat. And the boat looked very old. And the boatman was very black. But there was only one boat to get on, so they got on the boat and made their arrangement. Again, this is Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami describing. They got on the boat. And the boatman, you know how it is when you get on the rickshaw and you have to negotiate the price first before you go anywhere. So the boatman negotiated a price. You have to give me so much butter, so much yogurt, and so much ghee from your pots because I'm very hungry and I won't have the strength to row. So they fed him sumptuously. Then the boatman began to row and row and row, and as he got some distance into Manasi Ganga, he sat down and stopped rowing. "Boatman, boatman, what happened? What's wrong?" "I'm so hungry. I need some more. Feed me some more." So they began feeding him some more, and he started to row and stopped rowing. "Boatman, boatman, what's happened now?" "I'm feeling very tired. I ate too much. I have to take a little rest." "Boatman, you better row across the Manasi Ganga. We'll throw you in Manasi Ganga. We'll row ourselves." All right, I'll row, I'll row." So as he's rowing across Manasi Ganga, he looks up in the sky and says, "A big storm is coming. Very dangerous. If the storm hits, it's going to be difficult. Hold on tight. I'm going to row very quickly." And as he began rowing, the storm came. Waves started to come. And Krishna is leaning this side. Leaning, the boat is rocking. "Oh, very dangerous. You have to throw all of your pots over the side of the boat. Quick! We may drown." So they threw their pots of butter and milk and yogurt over the side. Oh, the waves are getting bigger and bigger. There's big holes in the bottom of the boat, bringing water into the boat. You have to throw all your jewelry over the side. Too much weight. So quickly they took their bangles off and all their ornaments and threw them into the Manasi Ganga. The boatman then said, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. They're so dangerous. Maybe you'll have to throw all your clothes off the side. They're wet, they're so much heavy. Again, the gopi said, we'll throw you over the side if there's too much weight in this boat. Row, boatman, get us to the other side quickly. And as the storm was getting worse and worse, Radharani, in desperation, reached out and grabbed the boatman around the waist. Please save us, get us to the shore safely. But then she could feel inside his back was his flute. You're not a boatman, you're Krishna. My dear most beloved. And so the storm subsided and the gopis and Krishna enjoyed boat pastimes for the rest of the evening, very happily together. Described in Gopal Champu. So we've all seen pictures of Krishna's boat pastimes, enjoying with the gopis. Sometimes they're singing, sometimes they're offering nice items to him. And the Madhurya Rasa abundantly took place here at Manasi Ganga in many, many different pastimes. Three more things. Mukharavind, a very, very tall temple. It's one of the very, very busy places in all of Govardhan where many pilgrims come to offer milk into the mouth of Govardhan. Sometimes you see a peacock perched on a tree. He hangs his head down. So towards this area of Govardhan is the mouth of Govardhan, like the mouth of a peacock. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur confirmed, this is the place where Manasi Ganga is manifest. We're going to, as we go through our Govardhan Purikrama, we'll find another place where the followers of Vallabhacharya, they accept a different place as the mouth of Govardhan. And we'll appreciate their fun that they're having offering milk to the Govardhan Shilas there. Then Chakra Tirtha, the place where Sudarshan Chakra, during the course of Govardhan's Krishna's lifting of Govardhan Hill, Sudarshan was keeping everything dry underneath Govardhan Hill because by Krishna's order he was moving so fast and so with such heat that all the water was evaporating that was would have otherwise flooded underneath the Govardhan Hill. And after Krishna set Govardhan Hill back down, Chakra Sudarshan took rest at Chakra Tirtha. And just down further, Chakaleshwara Mahadev is one of the four Lord Shiva temples that Vajranav, the great grandson of Krishna, established. We visited Gopeshwara Mahadev, you remember, in Vrindavan town, where Lord Shiva takes the form of a gopi in order to guard Krishna's rasa dance, Gopeshwara Mahadev. In Kamyavan is Kameshwara Mahadev. In Mathura is Bhuteshwara Mahadev. And here in Govardhan is Chakaleshwara Mahadev. Sanatan Goswami, we mainly think of Sanatan Goswami as residing at Madan Mohan Temple. He had his Bhajan Kutir there. His Samadhi is there. So we mainly associate Sanatana Goswami with Madan Mohan Temple. But Sanatana Goswami spent many nights in many different places in Govardhan, in Vrindavan. We learned from the Sad Goswami Ashtaka that they would travel from village to village, staying under different trees every night. And as we described this, when we visited Sanatana Goswami's Samadhi and the new Madan Mohan Temple, that he was like the former Prime Minister. He served similar function here in Braja by being the support and the, like the spiritual father of all the residents of Braja. They were not necessarily Gaudiya Vaishnavas until they had Sanatana Goswami's association. But he treated them as devotees of Krishna, dearmost devotees of Krishna. And they loved him very dearly as he loved them very dearly. And he cared for them like a father, a spiritual father. And he treated them in such simple and humble ways and yet gave them the highest of spiritual teaching and spiritual association while caring for them on the most simple of basic levels of their existence. One of the places that was a Bhajan Kutir, you visited the other day at Pavan Sarovar. You recall? Bhajan Kutir of Sanatana Goswami at Pavan Sarovar and the sweet rice pastime with Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, yes? On Sanatana Goswami's birthday. A gift from one of the village girls, namely Radharani, for Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. So also one of his Bhajan Kutir places was here at Manasi Ganga. How sacred is Manasi Ganga? We can't properly fathom. Unless there is pure devotion only in our hearts. But by the mercy of our acharyas, these things have been disclosed. So Sanatana Goswami made his Bhajan Kutir by the side. We'll see, again, perhaps as we go around the other side of Govardhan, Chakaleshwar Mahadev. And right next to Chakaleshwar Mahadev is the Bhajan Kutir of Sanatana Goswami, where he principally did his writing of Brihat Bhagavatamrita. So, two things about Sanatana Goswami. Because this is right by a lake, there at night, there's often too many mosquitoes. There was one that was after me last night. That was just one. It was difficult to sleep. So while he was doing his bhajan, too many mosquitoes, it was disruptive. So he decided that he would leave Manasi Ganga and find another place for his bhajan. Disguised as a Brahmin, Lord Shiva personally came and insisted, "No, no, please don't go. I know special mantra. I'll make arrangement so that no more mosquitoes will bother you. Please stay just one more day and see." So Sanatana Goswami agreed. And from that day until today, no mosquitoes at Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. No mosquitoes. Let's go. Lord Shiva wanted to serve Krishna's pure devotee. And so he made this arrangement. Such an intimate side by side. We'll see. Chakaleshwar Mahadev, very simple temple for him. And right by his side, very simple, Sanatan Goswami Bhajan Kutir. Sanatan Goswami lived to be 80 years old. And even in his late 70s, he was doing what we're doing today, every day. But even more so because if you look closely at maps of Govardhan Prakrama, there's an inner path and there's an outer path, and he took the outer path every day, chanting 2 lakhs of rounds every day, plus his writing of Brihat Bhagavatamrita and other books. The platform of Sanatan Goswami, we can't understand his level of devotional service, his incessant realizations of Krishna and interactions with Krishna. So much difficulty he was undergoing that even Krishna felt difficulty. Lord Shiva felt difficulty. Krishna felt difficulty and came before Sanatan Goswami and informed Sanatan Goswami, you don't have to do this anymore. You're old. You're a perfected soul. And Sanatan Goswami insisted, no, I've made a vrata. And how can you make a vrata and then not fulfill your vrata? Just like we take vows, initiation vows or marriage vows or whatever vows we may have formally taken. And when you make a vow, you keep a vow. Sanatan Goswami was saying, I can't make a vow and then withdraw my vow. I can't do that. I must. So Krishna then manifested presented a Shila, placed his foot in the Govardhan Shila that melted with the intensity of Krishna's love. And that Shila we've seen at Radha Damodar temple, the print of a calf, the mark of Krishna's flute and Krishna's walking stick, and informed Sanatan Goswami that you circumambulate this 7 times each day, and that will be the equivalent of Govardhan Prakrama. So he continued completing that vrata every day until he left this world. He left on Guru Purnima day from our Vaishnava calendar. And the body of Sanatan Goswami was taken by the other Goswamis in procession here, from here in Govardhan all the way to the Madan Mohan temple. A grand, joyous procession, and placed Sanatan Goswami in his samadhi behind the Madan Mohan temple. And the Shila that he was circumambulating was taken to the Damodar temple. So these are some of the unlimited glories of Manasi Ganga. There are other kuns here, but transcendentally powerful place. Very purifying just to come here. Traditionally, Govardhan Prakrama would be started. Some indication is there in Bhakti Ratnakar that the parikrama that Raghava Pandit took the devotees on began at Manasi Ganga. So we took a little water from Manasi Ganga upon our heads for purification, offered prayers to Haridev for the success of our parikrama. And seeing these transcendental places and hearing the glories, hopefully our hearts will become further purified to carry us on through this parikrama. Shri Govardhan Prakrama ki jai. Shri Haridev ki jai. Chakaleshwar Mahadev ki, Samveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nithai Gaur Pimanandi.